This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 12, the First King. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 10. You have now rejected your God and have said, "No, appoint a king over us." When cultures and nations tell about their first king, the stories are often impressive. Mythical births, epic quests, heroic achievements, and magical ceremonies fit into the mix. But today's passage tells us of the first time Israel gets a king, and the tone is surprising. The Lord speaks through Samuel and sounds almost heartbroken. See also 1 Samuel 8. The choosing of Saul as king is orchestrated by the Lord through a method of casting lots. When Saul is chosen and the people look around for him, he's hiding. In a way, it's remarkable that this story is even mentioned in Israel's history. Who is actually Israel's first king? Israel's first and true king is none other than the Lord. Saul is merely a temporary, earthly stand-in, and so are all the flawed human kings who come after Saul. There's a tension and paradox in the history of Israel's kings. Should a nation with the Lord as king also seek a human king? But in this, we see God's good, gracious, and long-term plan. Humanity needs God as king first of all, but humanity also needs a human king. The paradox remains a riddle until it's solved in the kingship of Jesus. God sent his Son, fully God and fully human, to be our first and forever king. Pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Alpha and Omega. We praise you as our first and forever king. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.